Sporting You But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday, which means our friend Garrett Vogel from Z100 is joining us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Oh, Rob Shooter, good morning.
You're always so happy. Always. I love it about you. Do you ever have a bad day?
Of course. Well, I think we all do. And if you meet a person that says, hey, I've never had a bad day, it's the equivalent to when people go, I've never farted before. we all do. We all have bad days. We all fart, but we also have great days
what
as well.
Good. What a way to start our beautiful show, Garrett. Our classy show. Well, sum us up.
Painting the picture, because it is true. Everybody that wants to deny it, if you want to deny it, you're lying to yourself about like anything in life, including happiness.
Well, no lies now, because we've got a ton of gossip. So what time is it, my friend? It is tea time.
Oh, tea time. Monday tea time.
This story is exploding. So Brad and Angelina Jolie's drama about their divorce keeps getting bigger. So let me be really clear. They are legally single, but they're not officially divorced. So what's going on now is they're fighting over custody of the children and also their estate. There's millions and millions of dollars wrapped up in this estate, and they have no prenup. So it's getting really, really ugly. They filed for divorce back in 2016, over 5 years ago, and it still isn't over yet. It's an ongoing process. Brad particularly wants 50-50 custody of the children. I don't know if he's so concerned about all the money, but he wants 50-50 custody. Angelina wants sole custody. And just last week, Angie filed some new court documents saying that she has, quote, proof of domestic violence against Brad Pitt. If you remember, back in 2016, Brad came under investigation by the FBI and the Department of Child Services about an incident on a private plane where he allegedly got physical with Maddox after having a few too many drinks. At the time, Maddox was 14. Brad was cleared of all criminal wrongdoings, but that's when Angelina filed for divorce. Now she's saying she has proof. We're not sure if this proof is related to the incident on the plane that we know about, or if this is a totally new incident.
Wow. It's always tough, especially as we've said this many of times over the last few weeks, children are involved. It's just, you know, this feels like this has been going on for a decade almost, it feels like. But, you know, it kind of got quiet, and then all of a sudden, you know, this story came about again as if it had new legs last week. So it's interesting to see that, you know, though us as fans and people on the outside think that, they've moved on.
Let me
they really
why
haven't.
It's suddenly got new legs. So apparently Maddox, that's their oldest son, he's 19 years old. He testified against Brad. It was not flattering what he had to say about Brad. He reportedly still doesn't talk to his dad, Brad Pitt, since that incident in 2016. He also wants to change his name legally from Pitt to Jolie. Remember, she had Maddox. She adopted Maddox when he was a little baby in 2002 when she was single, and then Brad legally adopted him and Zahara later on. The Blast is reporting that now there's another court document. Once again, these are meant to be sealed, so somebody's leaking these documents. Another court document claiming that Angelina wants the three children who are minors, under 16. She wants them to be able to testify. So Brad has to approve that. Both parents have to approve it. Brad is saying absolutely nothing. I reached out to his rep last night. However, a few people did tell ET that they find the timing very curious. The divorce was really just about to happen, and now this new evidence has come forward. They're hurt, really hurt, he is. And also, too, they're upset about all these leaks. They point out that there are no other records, no police records, no accusations, until they say Angelina needs them. Angelina has said nothing about this, but she did tell British Vogue a couple of months ago that the last 5 years have been awful, but now she's focused on her family healing, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Maddox has testified in a custody case against his father, Brad Pitt. Could you testify against a parent. Oh, yes or no? Go to our Twitter page, Nicer Arbor. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. It's a tricky one, isn't it, Garrett?
Oh, I would be afraid that my dad would ground me, like right there. Like, you're hey, after we get out of court, trouble. You're going straight to your room. Like you're that, I'm 30. I'm 30, Dad. Come on.
I love my mom and dad, but if I had to pick sides, if they weaponized me, if my parents, they could mess with my head. And I think my mom would win. I think I'm a mommy's boy. I think she wouldn't do it. She's a good lady. But if she wanted to weaponize me.
Of course.
Gosh, I don't know. It's complicated. Hey, what are you working on?
All right. Well, this story seems to just keep on going. So remember last week we were talking about how the talk was taking a little hiatus, as they call it. They were taking some time off, but we really know it was really just to like cool things off behind the scenes with all the ladies of the talk. So they're extending that hiatus another week. So they were supposed to come back tomorrow and start filming again, but now that hiatus is extended another week as more. This story is like an onion. You just peel back each layer, and it's like. So here's what happened. So a journalist, Yashir Ali, spoke with several people, including Leah Remini, who says that Sharon Osbourne has this toxic workplace, and especially now we're hearing more and more of a toxic workplace, especially coming out of the talk. You know, she would use slurs towards Asians and like Julie Chen, who, I mean, Julie Chen is she's up on a pedestal. She is amazing woman. Sharon would also use lesbian slurs towards Sarah Gilbert, the other co-host. I don't know if Sharon is correct in the sense that they want her gone and they're using this as a hit piece, or is Sharon really like this? It's one of those things, like I just said, it's like an onion. You don't know, and there's so many layers to this, and it's interesting to see that, you know, it was like, okay, it would be a week.
It's investigation going on. It looks like they've got more to investigate than they initially thought. So this is going on. I don't think they can return until the investigation is completed. And then the big question that everybody's asking, let's be bold, here is, will it ever come back? If things are as bad as they say, can they just fire Sharon and continue without her? But on the other hand, whoever thought Ellen would survive? When remember, like in the middle of the Ellen drama, when things were really bad, we sort of move on very quickly, don't we? But there was a moment there where things were awful. So many people were coming forward about Ellen, the toxic workplace, and so she bounced back. Can this show?
See, there's a difference in the sense of who and what it was happening to. And I'm going to go out and say it, but staffers stepped out and said, hey, Ellen was, you know, was rude and mean and didn't know all this stuff was happening behind the scenes. This is happening to, like, almost equivalent, you know what I mean?
Behavior. Right. Ellen didn't have any co-hosts, so that was tricky for that. It couldn't happen in the Ellen case. It's the Ellen show. But
of course,
I'm told that staff are starting to talk that if you're horrible to your co-hosts,
well, then you're going to have
nice to the staff. Somebody that you've worked for, think about someone that you've worked for that really is abusive, that isn't very nice. It's not that they're just not nice to the interns. They're bad people and they're bad to everybody, the co-hosts, the co-workers, the interns, the maintenance crew. So I think Sharon, if this is true, and we don't know yet, if it's true, there's going to be more that's going to come.
Allegedly.
And Mark Lupo, who co-hosts with us every Thursday, he used to work at the Wendy Williams show. A lot of people from Wendy left to go and work for the talk. He told us about this, and he said he stayed in touch with a lot of them, and they confirmed it's a really awful, awful place to work.
Moving along
quickly. So a Real Housewife of New York has been dumped. Tinsley Mortimer is going through a breakup again.
Uh-oh.
So if you don't know her, Tinsley is a socialite and was on The Housewives for about 4 seasons. She made the news, rather unfortunately, in 2016 when she was arrested for trespassing, on an ex-boyfriend's property. So she's got a very, very messy dating life. Her mugshot went viral. Well, she continues to be unlucky in love.
Mm-hmm.
14 months after getting engaged with Scott, he broke things off. Now, the reason this is such a big story today is that she gave up her job and her city for this guy. She left the Housewives. He did not like her being on the show. He didn't like the attention. He's much more private. He lives in Chicago, not New York, so she moved to Chicago. He promised her marriage and children if she left the show. She's 45 years old. She wants kids. And according to Page Six, they had a huge fight last Friday, and he ended things. And then for a gentleman who apparently is quite shy, he went to People magazine to announce the breakup. Tinsley, devastated, but it's not mutual. He's moved on. She feels like she wasted 4 years of her life. She left her job because she thought she had a bright future. She'd love to get back with him, but this seems to be a pattern. Breaking up, getting on, breaking up. And she also thinks it's a bit weird.
Oh, of course.
That he went to People magazine. He isn't saying much to the press, but his spokesperson, what? He has a publicist. His spokesperson.
She is definitely right. Like, this relationship actually, like, if you break it down, she actually did well for him in the sense of knowing how to handle this.
A statement. I'm not going to read it, but they're very disappointed. They're always disappointed. And she's mischaracterized their breakup. It happened months ago. Is this all just a housewife drama? Would you ever leave your job for someone you loved?
Probably. Like, at the end of the day, like, look, outsider looking in now, knowing that happiness can bring more than just, like, you know, a thing to do Monday through Friday, of course. Maybe when I was younger, not so much. But as you get older, you get wiser. I want to know, though, like, I mean, let's be honest. Let's call it what it is here. Tinsley is a housewife. What does housewives do? They feed off of drama, no matter what. Like, so this is just, she's been off the show. Maybe she's just, like, trying to get back everything she lost. And, like, look, I'm breaking up. I have a storyline. This is a storyline for me.
And I was like, would she come back? And they said no, because they're mad with her. Because get this, she didn't just leave the show. She quit mid-season. So in the middle of the season, she just stopped turning up for work. They went on a big trip to Mexico. She refused to go. She literally moved to Chicago in the middle of the season. But it tells you too how probably her worth wasn't as much as she thought. Because if they can write you off a show mid-season and nobody noticed. Like, I watched The Housewives and I'd actually forgot that Tinsley just disappeared. So halfway through,
hey, where did Tinsley go? She said she was going out for a drink.
And I was like, oh. And I didn't even actually sort of think about it until the reunion, when she did fly back to New York to do the reunion and explained why she was missing. And I was like, oh, I actually never really missed you. Bit of drama there. What is going on with Kylie Jenner? They can't stop. They're always in trouble.
Talk about tone deaf over the weekend. So, as we know, Kylie Jenner, close to a billionaire. You know what I mean? Close to a billion. Like, she's like maybe 100 million away. That's almost a billion away from where I am right now. So, Kylie Jenner is getting all this backlash, especially online, because she wanted her followers, by the way, over 222 million followers, to donate money to a fundraising campaign for the medical expenses for her makeup artist who was injured last week. So we don't know why her makeup artist Samuel was injured, but there's a GoFundMe page that was organized by the family, which is understandable. It wasn't set up by Kylie, so Kylie was, I guess this is where the young part of Kylie comes into play. She was just probably thinking she was doing right by the family by going, hey, let me promote this. Here's the thing, though. When you have $900 million and you're asking people who probably are nowhere even near $500 a week to donate money to someone who is probably also very rich, it comes across as very tone deaf. You know, the requests were, I barely got my stimulus check and Kylie Jenner has $900 million and she can't fund the whole thing herself. I mean, it was just a matter of her being young and naive, as opposed I have all 12. The money I can probably do myself.
She isn't growing up now. At some point, right, we're going to have to start taking responsibility. Like, she's got $1 billion. If you're old enough, smart enough, work hard enough, hustle enough to make $1 billion, you know enough, I hope, if you can run a $1 billion company, which she technically does, then I hope she's making better decisions with her lipsticks, which she clearly is, because she's doing something right there. So I think I was in need and somebody retweeted my request to 200 million people.
Your GoFundMe.
I would be thrilled with that. So I do think she was coming from a good place. I think that was helping. Like, if somebody, can you imagine, who's the most popular person that ever tweeted you? Mine was Justin Bieber, and he got me 10 followers. You got The Rock.
The Rock.
What difference did it make to your
following?
Yeah,
The Rock.
None.
It's well, no, like, difference. Next to nothing.
So Justin Bieber, to his 100 million followers, tweeted me. I got maybe 10, of which I lost 8. So it didn't really work out that much. But it sounds like a good idea. But Kylie, I mean, come on.
But here's the thing, like, so Kylie did that. Here's the, if this happened to Taylor Swift, which I'm sure it's happened many of times, and we don't know, she wouldn't, she would put out prayers for that, and then she would secretly, behind the scenes, pay it off. You know, she's paid off random fans, you know, college accounts.
Yeah, let's take a break. I'm so
let's just take a quick break, and we will be back in a moment. Hey, welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett.
Hello.
Let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Okay, let's go.
Last show, thank you, darling. Last show, we talked about Piers Morgan ripping Gayle King for being Harry and Meghan's PR mouthpiece. Mouthpiece? I mean, she is very positive about them. Is Piers right? Ooh, let's have a look. 53% said yes. He's right.
Ooh.
Gayle is on CBS
News. I voted
News.
Against this.
Her salary comes from the news division. She's not on The Talk. She's not on Kelly and Reed. She's a news person. It's tricky. I love Gayle telling us all the gossip. Don't get me wrong. I love all the gossip. But I do think, Gayle, you do present yourself as an impartial journalist. You're clearly not when it comes to Meghan and Harry. So I think I'm with the majority. Garrett, you're not?
It's so weird because I still look at Piers as a jaded, you know, ex-boyfriend who is just like grabbing at any last straw possible. She thought she was meeting a friend. You thought you were going out on a date, and you're still holding a grudge on
you're
that.
Right.
Get over
well,
it.
You're right, but he can also be right and be bitter, twisted devil. I know that from experience. No, I'm not that bitter. Okay, don't forget to vote on today's Twitter poll at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Now I want to know if Bruce would ever do this for you, Rob Shooter. So, Sophie Turner, she had a great reaction to Joe Jonas's shirtless selfie. So, Sophie Turner, we know her of Game of Thrones, married to Joe Jonas. They're having a baby, and you know, she's well versed all over social media and all the ways, just like Blake Lively is, how you control your partner. So over the weekend, Joe posted a shirtless selfie featuring, you know, his abs. And by the way, I did do a few sit-ups after watching seeing that photo. And so Sophie did this. She reshared it, and she put a little bit of a note on it too, and she goes, "Dad D," and she added 1-800 dial a daddy, meaning, you know, more on the sexual he looks good term than like, oh, look, he's going to be a dad. So, you know, it kind of like, hey, listen, I'm having fun with it. You do that. I will put my own spin on it. So credit to Sophie for doing that. I would be embarrassed if my wife did that. But, you know, to each their own.
If I had his abs, I think I would laugh. If I posted my body and put a Bruce... But Bruce put a comment on it, I'd be embarrassed. Okay, let's have our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Uh-oh.
So, judges of Dancing with the Stars are being called out, specifically by Vivica A. Fox and Lance Bass, who were guests on the show, and they're saying the judges were really, really biased and not really fair, and the reason they did not do so well is not only did the judges not really enjoy their dancing, but it didn't like their professional partners. I know. Naughtiest of the day, because Lance, you came in third on the show. It's enough. It's enough. You did fine on the show. There's bias in everything in life, but the reason Lance
it's reality TV.
did not win the show had nothing to do with who he was dancing with. Let's have a moment. A Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Some things seem too big. Some things just seem too big to take on. So instead of focusing on running a marathon, focus on taking the first step. If you want to write a book, it starts with a single sentence. And if you want to lose £100, £50, it starts by you shedding one. Take the first step, the small first step. And remember,
so true.
Every single professional was once an amateur. What do you think?
So true. I mean, you don't think it because you see, you know, LeBron James as LeBron James. You don't think he like picked up a basketball when he was 5 years old. You just think, oh, he's this billionaire, you know. Tim Cook didn't just start, you know, becoming a billionaire for Apple. Like, he worked his way up. So
Tiger Woods played golf as an amateur. It's amazing.
Right.
Madonna sang with a microphone in front of her mirror, probably a hairbrush, before she became Madonna. So
me too, but I haven't become as famous yet, so.
You will. Every professional was once an amateur. Hey, my friends, that's it for today. Garrett, thank you so much, and thank you for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.